From NPR Music, it is All Songs Considered's Plus One podcast. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm wondering if you remember this. This song is called Elevate Myself. It's from the last record that Granddaddy put out called Just Like the Family Cat. It came out 10 years ago, and just before it was released, the band broke up. Fans like me were pretty crushed by the news, but now, 10 years later, Granddaddy is finally back. This is one of two new songs from Granddaddy. It's called Way We Won't. It's a classic sound for the band and a classic tale about a couple that loses everything and winds up living on the roof of a big box store in a strip mall. The second new Granddaddy song is called Clear Your History, and you can hear it on our website, npr.org/allsongs. Both songs are just the beginning for Granddaddy's return. The band has a full-length record coming sometime next year. If you've spent any time listening to this show, you probably know that I'm a massive Granddaddy fan, so I couldn't be more thrilled with their return. So for this week's Plus One podcast, I called up Granddaddy frontman Jason Lytle to talk about the new music, what it was like getting back into the studio with his old bandmates, and the pressure of making old fans happy with the new music. He starts off by talking a little bit about how he got in the right frame of mind to write for Granddaddy.
It was kind of a cool exercise for me to really think about these as being Granddaddy songs, and to think about, without watering them down or not being like true to like instinct or whatever, but I was just like, so if this is a Granddaddy song, what should it do right here? You know, it was kind of a fun exercise, just going in that mode. And to tell you the truth, over the years, you know, I've had the ability to listen to people's input and just kind of get suggestions, and even having casual conversations with friends of mine, just, you know, about like what Granddaddy was to them and the little things that occurred that sort of, and most of the time they were telling me this stuff, it was like some of the stuff I knew and some of the stuff I was like, whoa, you know, I had no idea. Just the little things that ended up, you know, being Granddaddy elements.
Well, you know, your two solo records, to me, and I think probably to a lot of longtime fans of Granddaddy, they sounded an awful lot like Granddaddy records. But I'm wondering what happens when you work with the band.
One distinction I was always able to make, especially when I started toying around with the idea of putting out solo albums, was that I could kind of be, I even remember, you know, in the early days of Granddaddy, like I was not really the most kind of like, you know, open, I love you, and huggy and touchy-feely kind of guy. So it always made me a little uncomfortable to have to be really opening myself up too much or exposing too much of, you know, what's going on inside of me, or sometimes it just has to happen, you know. But it was always kind of uncomfortable for me. You know, and that may have led to all that, you know, all that stuff with like Robots and Jed and you know, it was just, I could kind of think about my concerns and my problems and my wishes and my thoughts and kind of sort of use inanimate objects and other creatures and to kind of deflect the attention. But I think I think I kind of got back to that a little bit more. I mean, I kind of kept that in mind, I think, with the writing.
But just more, maybe a little more remote emotionally, or
exactly, yeah.
So the band has two new songs out now, Way We Won't and Clear Your History. Way We Won't is the cut that we're going to play in today's podcast. You've written a lot over the years about coming home, and I don't want to call it nostalgia, but whatever the comfort or that you find in coming home and returning to a familiar place. And there's a bit of that in this song, Way We Won't, a bit of a homecoming. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about what was going on in your life when you wrote it, or maybe what was rattling around in your head at the time.
Man, it was, this past couple of years has actually probably been one of the strangest, weirdest, most tumultuous, uneasy, chaotic years. I mean, it was definitely came about when my domestic situation was really at the height of falling apart. And it was just, and it's, on one hand, it's like, you know, I feel so, like, I like to go into Target. I like to go into IKEA and just wander around. But it's so damn sad, too, you know, when you know your own situation, despite your attempts, is just crumbling and falling apart, and there's nothing you can do about it. But I remember I was actually in a kind of a strip mall, like big box stores. All I was doing was walking by, you know, one of those furniture and home decor stores, and the door just, like, you know, electronic door sensor sets it open. I'm walking by and I just get this big whiff of all the smells in there, and I just, within a few seconds, you know, this whole idea of the song, kind of, I'm just like, man, it would almost be a good idea just to, like, you know, be some, just, I mean, you could live on the top of this building, you know, almost, you know, rather than, you know, homeless people's situation being underneath an overpass or just in some dirty little bushes somewhere. It's like you'd almost be better just, like, living on the top of the roof of this big box store, and you would get, like, this nice smell that every time the door opens, it's just like this nice smell. And all of a sudden, this whole picture just started coming into play about a this broken couple, the tale of how they ended up living on the top of this strip mall, but still getting the benefit of the nice smell every time the door opens up.
Well, a big box store is also is such an ideal setting for this kind of conflict or turmoil, because it's a place where you can feel like you have everything and you're surrounded by all these people, and at the same time, it's just brimming with just this loneliness and emptiness.
I know, and I'm actually, yeah, I'm about to hop in the car and drive. I'm taking a couple days on a stay on the coast. It's like a 3-hour drive from here, but I'm actually going to, in between here and my destination, there is actually an IKEA where I'm buying a new mattress. But I'm actually going to stop there, and I'm actually really looking forward to it, but in a perverse way, you know, it's just like...
Great people watching at all of those places.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. On the occasions that I'd go into IKEA, I just always thought how sad it must be. Like, if you just, you know, if you're a little kid and you just, you know, you, this broken home and everything was just, like, you know, cruddy and dirty and just, like, chaotic. And then, but somehow there was an IKEA down the street, and you know, you'd have to go in there and you'd walk around and you see all these, like, perfectly set up little, you know, rooms and scenarios. You know how they're really good at that staging, a little, you know, the bedroom.
Oh, yeah, you want to move in after you...
Oh, yeah, and it just, at some point, like, I could totally see somebody at their breaking point just going, no, I don't want to go back home. I want to live here. I'm not leaving. You know, just, you know, yeah. Security guards and cops and just like, nope, no. But no, I like it here. I'm not going to leave.
I remember back when Granddaddy first broke up in 2005 or 6, whenever it was, and I remember reading in one of the interviews you gave that there was this long list of reasons why the band had split, and one of them was, I remember you saying something like, you were tired of having the pressure of being responsible for the livelihood of all these guys, and when I think about bands making it now, it's so much harder to make money now than ever before, you know, when people aren't buying records like they used to. But I'm guessing you are probably in a better headspace now than you were 10 years ago.
Yes, but that just goes to show how bad of a headspace I was in back then. I still have serious doubts. Like, I'm still like, I am still prone to self-sabotage. I am I still doubt my mental. I'm a little unstable, and it just doesn't. And it makes. I should probably go to therapy. I should probably do a lot of things, but I seem to think that I can just. I don't know. So sometimes I really have my stuff together, and sometimes I really don't, and it kind of blows my mind how big the gap is sometimes. But I am a little wiser because of years of watching these patterns, and I think
a lot of that just comes with getting older too.
Yeah. You know, and it's like there's a few periods there in my life where it looks like I might not even be getting older, you know.
Oh God.
So, sure, you hang in there long enough and start figuring a few things out.
Yeah. I realize we don't even have the new record yet, but I also read in an interview that I guess is now a couple years old, back when talk of a new Granddaddy record first started trickling out. Mm-hmm. But I read that you thought that you were thinking that you might be done with it all after this.
I mean, I would really, really 100% honestly like to do away with the public side of it. Like, I get a charge out of, you know, making a live show happen. You know, and there's a certain degree of just like, all right, here we go. You know, pulling back the slingshot and letting it fly. And then, but I don't enjoy most of all the other stuff. I don't sit around very well. I'm actually a super restless person. When I'm at home, it's like, so I have to wear myself out. I run a lot. Like I bicycle a lot. I'm just like, I constantly have to wear myself down like every day just to like get rid of all this nervous energy.
So you weren't talking about, or thinking about not making any more music. It was really just the outward public-facing side of it all.
Yeah, no. I mean, I would be afraid that it's holding back or attempting to dam up any other, you know, natural currents. It's just like something's going to break. You know, if I thought I had some mental issues now, it's like, man, I can only imagine how bad I would be if I just forced myself to stop making music or recording music.
Well, I'm really excited, of course, for this new music, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah, you bet, Robin. It's good talking to you.
All right, take care. That's Jason Lytle, frontman for the band Granddaddy, talking about the band's new music. Here's one of the new songs. It's called Way We Won't. You can hear more on our website, npr.org/allsongs. For NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. It's All Songs Considered.
Door.